Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to Be Intuitive with me, Jen Young. And I'm so glad you're here today, and I'm glad I'm here today. I am actually by myself today, no guests. We are just going to be hanging out. I'm going to be chatting about the local weather, and that is not rain or snow. It's the weather conditions astrologically, using numerology, and generally, you know, what's happening right now and what the energy is and how to use the energy. So that's what this show is going to be based on. So we are entering a time where the new moon is approaching, and the new moon is one of my favorite times of each month because it gives us the opportunity to start fresh, to really implement changes or new situations that we want to manifest. So it's an awesome time to really get into that feel. You've got about 2 weeks after the new moon to use that energy of newness. And then you've got about 6 months after that to reflect and see, wow, how far did I come? What did I do? So every month, I go 6 months ahead. I write down on my calendar what my intentions were at the new moon. And so, you know, every month I get to look at each month and see what I had worked on and what my goals were 6 months before. So it's kind of fun. Every month I get to look and see how far I came, what I did, what I didn't do, you know, subjects that I took forward and moved forward on, and subjects or projects that I abandoned and, you know, went in a different direction. I just think it's really cool because it shows you how far you've come, and sometimes we can get in a rut or just think, oh, you know, we're not making any progress. Nothing is happening. It's so boring. And this keeps it fun, exciting, and keeps me high, naturally high. So I recommend you guys do it. What I would do is every new moon, after you either have a reading with me or with anybody else, or you sit down and you do a little series of projections, like what your goals are, what you want to accomplish. You do this during the new moon. You work towards it. You write it down in your calendar 6 months from now, what your intentions were. And then, of course, you get to look in those 6 months. You look at that and you're like, wow, I really did that. Okay? That's so cool. So anyway, for me, I usually start out the show giving you some information on where I'm going to be, what I'm going to be doing, so you can hopefully participate in some way, shape, or form. It can be via Skype, or it could be in person, and so it would be awesome to connect with you in these ways. So I live in the Philadelphia area, so if anybody's in this area or near me, try to come to one of the events, because it's really fun. It's so much fun to be with a group and to be doing this kind of thing. It's so uplifting. You'll leave it, you know, feeling 200% not so much better, but just really inspired. And it's sort of like the fire that, you know, will ignite that fire, that spark. And that takes you, that fills you with enthusiasm and helps you move forward in a way that is just more productive. So the first thing going on for me is this Saturday, I'm going to be at Kaleidoscope Angels in Douglasville, PA from 11 to 2. I'm going to be doing some readings there, some private readings. So if anybody's in the area and they want to pop by, please do. Kaleidoscope Angels is a great shop. They've got all kinds of crystals and many other great bits of merchandise that have to do with what I'm into. And they also have a lot of healing modalities there, lots of different healers. So go on their website and check it out. You can see when people are going to be there at certain times, especially on their Facebook page. It's called Kaleidoscope Angels, a center of well-being. And there's so much going on there, so you can kind of pick and choose. But the healers that are attracted to this shop are just amazing. And I've had firsthand experience with quite a lot of them. So anyway, I might see you this Saturday. And if not, and if you're into yoga, we're doing a new thing. I'm doing a new thing. It's called Vinyasa, Vino, and Angel Card Reading. You know, Vino's optional. But anyway, so I'm going to be at Eat Drink Yoga Cafe in Westchester, PA on July 17th. We're going to be doing basically the third Friday of each month. We'll be doing the vinyasa yoga, and afterwards we'll have a bit of wine and I'll pull a few cards. So it's always loads of fun. And the owner, Susan, is amazing. She's the best. She makes it so great. It's such a cute little studio right on Gay Street in Westchester. It might be full this week, July 17th, that I'll be there. But go online and you can check it out on the website. There's online registration and it's Eat Drink Yoga Cafe. All right. And then July 25th, I'm going to be doing the same thing, but I'm going to be at Bliss Yoga Studio in Kennett Square, PA. And Leslie Benedetti is the owner there, and she's such an awesome lady as well. This is going to be my first event at Bliss Studio, and I'm really excited about it. It's such a cute space. It's a new space. So it's, Leslie's really fired up, and it's just so beautiful, and I'm looking forward to meeting some new people. So that's July 25th. If you're in the Kennett Square area, definitely. Talk to Leslie, reserve your spot, and come check it out. And it's only $25, folks. I mean, so that's not a high price to pay for an awesome experience. The yoga plus the angel cards plus the wine. Awesome. Another place that I'm going to be in September, I'm going to be in Bermuda. I'm going to be there from September 12th to the 23rd. I'll be at three amazing places. I'll be at the Inner Sanctum Bir Salon, I'll be at My Serenity, and I will be at Spirit House. So there's an event that I have on my Facebook page that has all the details, the phone numbers to call to schedule your appointment. If you do it sooner than later, that would be better. Then you're going to get the time and the date that you want. And the Facebook page that all my events are under, it's facebook.com/JenYoungIntuitive. All right, so pop on over there. Like me if you want to. I'll tell you, I love putting up all kinds of cool posts, articles, videos. I'm like, so I love the stuff I put up. I totally love it, and I like love my page. So if you want to be inspired, and if you're interested in the types of topics that we're talking about, we're talking about self-improvement, self-empowerment, we're talking about emotional health, financial health, we're talking mental health, we're talking physical, we're talking more energy, we're talking detox. All these topics are going to be on the Facebook page, Jen Young Intuitive. So urge you to go over there, check it out, comment, love the comments, and interacting with you there is so much fun for me. So cool. So anyway, see you over there, and definitely like it so you can keep up with the events that are going on. Now, if anybody wants a reading over Skype, let me know, or the telephone, FaceTime, Google Plus, Google Hangouts. So there's a lot of ways to connect these days for free if you live overseas. I do readings using numerology, using astrology. We really focus on the forecast for you for the rest of the year and into next year. We look at each month and the significance of each month through numerology, especially. Numerology gives you the ability to read the energy of each month for you personally. And we talk about what you're doing then, what's happening for you then. And then we also pull a couple of cards around each month so we can set just a little added information. All right. And say you're in a 6 month for July, which actually I am. If you happen to be in an 8 year like I am, you're in a 6 month for July, and the 6 month for July says it's all about health and wellness. So here we are doing this cleanse, this 21-day cleanse, and it just happens to be in my month of the six, where that is what I'm supposed to be focused on. So I'm rocking out that energy. I'm really using that energy, and so this is the kind of thing that you'll be able to see for yourself. All right, so it's just going to give you direction. It's not a prediction. I'm totally not into that because there's a gazillion, bazillion predictions. I mean, we have free will. We can go out there and make a left instead of a right, and the prediction that your psychic just gave you is blown, okay? So really, what we want to do is we want to focus on what's happening right now, where the momentum is going, where our strongest momentum is going. If we like it, hey, then we talk about how we can really rock it out, how we can really use that momentum to accomplish our goals. And if we don't like the general direction that we're going in, and we notice we're maybe on a downward spiral, or we're not moving forward at all, we're in that push-pull energy where nothing's happening, that's when we talk about strategies and ways to point yourself in the direction you want to go in, and how to get yourself rolling in the direction of your dreams, in the direction that you want to go in. So that's what the reading's all about. It's just all about assessing where you are now and working on using the energy and the information to take you where you want to be. All right, it's awesome. So I recommend it. Of course I recommend it. I do it. So please, if you're interested, call me. I'd love to be able to connect with you either physically or via the internet to sort you out, you know. And it's amazing, like when I talk to people and we're getting things sorted out, it's so amazing that I learned so much from that too. It's so mutual. I love that. So my website is jenyoung888.com. If anybody wants to go over there, it's just a showcase of everything that I do. So go check me out over there if you're interested. You can also call into the show after the first half hour, which would be 10:30 Eastern time. You can call in, and the phone number to call in is 347-850-1433. 347-850-1433. I will be taking calls if you decide that you want to call in and get a mini reading. So moving on now, that's what I'm doing, you know, giving you all my events and that type of thing. I would really like to talk about what the forecast is for the month of July and moving forward. And I'll start to talk about this new moon energy. The new moon energy is, and it's so weird, like right now I'm so subdued. I don't know if you noticed, because usually I'm fired up, yelling and screaming and cursing, whatever. Now I'm just so mellow. But this new moon in Cancer is got me thinking, you know, and it's got me more in a reflective state. So the new moon says security is really important right now. So for all of us, we're exploring the issue of security, whether it's financial security, emotional security, feeling stable in your relationship, you know, feeling that the safety of your kids is really highlighted and important right now. So we're talking about security and all issues surrounding that. So you want to pay attention to how you feel safe and secure in the world. And, you know, let's explore some of these feelings. You want to explore a lot of beliefs that you have. Like, if you have problems with the financial situation and you're worried about financial security all the time, well, you could be attracting just the opposite of that. If you're worried about it, if you're feeling like, God, I'll never have enough, or I don't have enough, you're in that lack mentality. Well, this is something we want to explore during this new moon. You really want to turn it around. So you want to talk to someone, or you want to do some meditation, you want to read some books around how to feel abundant. Because as you all know, you're writing the script, you're creating the play, you're acting in the play, you're directing the play of your life, okay? So your life is a direct reflection of everything that you are thinking and feeling and every belief that you have. So in order to change your outside world, the change must come from the inside. And you all know that pretty much on an intellectual level, but it's all about putting it into practice and feeling it for real, okay? Knowing it. All right, so we're going to talk a little bit about that in a minute. So basically, this new moon in Cancer is saying security. How do you deal with it? How does it affect you? And how can you change any belief that is negative or not serving you and turn it around? Okay? Another area that we're going to be exploring in the next few months, starting now and actually starting from last month, is Saturn. It has to do with Saturn being in Scorpio for the last stint. Saturn has been playing and flirting and being, you know, with Scorpio for the past 2 years or so. We've only got maybe a couple of more months to go. And with this element, this is saying that a lot of the stuff that was buried or feelings that are like not looked at, belief systems that you don't even know you have that are really affecting you, all that buried crap that's under the rug, you know, that's being shoved away that nobody wants to look at, it's all coming up and it's all coming out. And you can look universally, like at the world we live in, we're seeing all the sludge and the dirt coming out, you know, and it's even happening now. It sort of just happened lately, like Bill Cosby and all that, the kind of stuff going on around him. I mean, it's just like all these hidden elements are popping up for review, and it's like, hey, we're really seeing the truth about things. We're really learning here a lot, and even though sometimes we don't really want to know it, it's coming up, and it's important to face it. So anything in your life that has come up for you that you really don't want to look at, that you haven't really wanted to face, that you feel is either too scary or too icky, or something like, say there's someone who really dislikes you, and it's really hard to deal with this situation and you just feel it's completely unfair. Well, it's really awful. It's icky, and reason it's icky is because you actually is somehow you're hooked into it, and you believe it. Because if you didn't believe it, if it weren't true, it wouldn't affect you. It's just like somebody coming up and yelling at you, I hate that pink shirt you're wearing. It makes you look ugly. You should never wear that pink shirt. And you're wearing a blue shirt. You're like, who the hell are you talking to? You know what I mean? I don't know what you're talking about. It has nothing to do with me. And so it's like that in situations that affect you big time. It's like, hey, there's something there that's triggering you, and you're taking it personally, and you're believing it. And so this is what we want to look at. Any situations that we don't like, okay? That feeling of, ew, yuck, I don't like it, makes me feel bad. It's totally your guidance system saying, hey, something's not right here. What's going on here? You better assess this, look at it, deal with it so we can get beyond it. And when it comes to, say, people in your life who are, say, they're narcissists or they're crazy or they're, messed up or they love to spread hate and they're gossipers or whatever, it's them. It's all about them and their craziness, and you could be anybody, but since you're in their realm, they're going to pick on you, right? So it's all about these kinds of things happening and how to deal with it in the most effective way. And the thing that you want to do, I feel that I want to do, like a lot of people are like, oh, you've got to practice forgiveness. You've got to have compassion. You have to learn to know that, and I really believe that these people are a mirror to you. What is it in you that's triggering the situation, right? Which is all true, but it's kind of hard to digest, and I don't really sometimes know where to go from there. So where am I going with this? I'm saying if there's people in your life that piss you off, that irritate you, that treat you like shit, there's kind of a new way of dealing with this, and we're going to talk about this in a minute. What I feel like the goal is not compassion, and well, a little bit compassion, but it's not like forgiveness, like, oh, I forgive you all those times you hurt me or abused me. Don't worry about it. It's okay. You know what? It's not okay. But what you want it to be is you want these people to be a non-issue in your life. You don't want these people living in your head rent-free, badgering you, bothering you. You're thinking about them all the time. You don't want these people to bother you when you're with them. You don't want to give a shit. You don't want to give a shit about what they think, say, or feel about you because it doesn't freaking matter. All right, so with Saturn and Scorpio, we get this chance, like the next 3 months or so. I think it's done in October, 3 or 4 months, where we really can get rid of this leftover sludge. You did a lot of clearing, a lot, especially you water signs. You did a lot of clearing for the past 2.5 years, especially you Scorpios. Whether you got your Scorpio sun sign, rising sign, moon, or you got planets in Scorpio, we've all been like a releasing and letting go of a lot of crap that's come up, hit us in the face. So here we are at the last, few months of this. Let it come up, and really don't be afraid. Let the icky come up, and let yourself really indulge in the negativity that you've been shoving under the rug. So let it come up, look at it, and deal with it. So that way it becomes a non-issue. That's really how you clear yourself out, and it's so awesome when you can get to that point where it just doesn't matter. You ever see that movie Meatballs? It was an 80s movie, and Bill Murray was in that movie. And they were at a camp, and Bill Murray is chanting, it just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. So, like, chant that to yourself or rent that movie and watch it because it just doesn't freaking matter. And that's what we want it to be. We want it to be where these situations in our lives have absolutely no influence and no control over our steady happiness and contentment. So the way you do this, you think, okay, Jen, that's all great and all. How do we do this? Well, there's a couple of people that I listen to that bring me inspiration, and I'm going to give you their names. First of all, the first name that comes to mind is a group of non-physical beings called Abraham, and they are channeled through Esther Hicks. Now, I know many of you heard of Abraham, and I know many of you listen to the YouTube videos of Esther Hicks channeling Abraham. I actually went to see Esther Hicks a couple of years ago with my friend Nancy, and it was awesome. And the messages here are just all about self-empowerment. It's all about self-empowerment. It's awesome. So I recommend you go to YouTube, type in Abraham, Esther Hicks. There's going to be a gazillion short little video clips that you can listen to, like in the morning when you're getting ready for work, just to give yourself that little boost of confidence, awareness. You know, it's just going to take you higher, and it's going to set the tone for your day. Another great teacher is called Bashar, B-A-S-H-A-R. Bashar is channeled information through Daryl Anka. Daryl Anka is this amazing, cool guy. He's been channeling Bashar for about almost 30 years now, and I've been listening to him for many years. So check out Bashar on YouTube, B-A-S-H-A-R. Just type it in. All these clips will come up, and Bashar has the best, he's just got the best advice on how to live a life where you're free of all the bullshit and how to take yourself higher, okay, and how to keep yourself naturally high. He's got a lot of good information. You know, and, you know, a lot of this stuff, who cares if it's the information that's important, not how it's delivered, okay? That's my philosophy. That's my opinion. Now, my favorite new amazing teacher, speaker, is from Amsterdam, and he's a young guy, and his name is Vitinho Massaro, and I believe it's M-A-S-S-A-R-O. I put a couple of his videos up on my Facebook page, so you can go there and look for them. They're my favorite ones, okay? There's a lot of his videos out there. These are my favorite ones. I put them on my Facebook page, Jen Young Intuitive. So go to facebook.com/ Jen Young Intuitive. Check out the Vitinho Massaro videos. I'm telling you, Vitinho is this young guy. His life is completely, he went on this completely different path than everybody else. He left everything. When he was 16, he said to his parents, I'm done with this BS. I'm going to India there for a while. He learned a lot. But I tell you, he did a lot of studying and learning on his own. He's only about like maybe 28 now or something like that. But he was born to do this. He has the information. It's innate in him. I mean, it's already in him. And now he's speaking about it. He's speaking about how to live a completely self-empowered life where you're in charge of everything that you think. You're in charge of your belief system, what you allow in, what you don't allow in. Oh my God, talk about creating your own life with awareness every single minute of every single day. This is what he preaches. This is what he talks about. And he is showing you how to do this. So go to YouTube, type in Vitinho Massaro. Now, his first name is spelled kind of funky, but the last name is Massaro, like it sounds, okay? So type it in, check him out, listen to what he has to say. He is bang on. I'm telling you, you're going to learn so much. So basically, his philosophy is, and this is like a lot of the teachings that I've been learning. The philosophy is your outside world, what you see, the world you live in, is a direct reflection of what you've been thinking, feeling, and creating from the inside. So if you really are living in a low vibrational state, your world will suck. Meanwhile, the person next to you could be living in a high vibrational state where they have positive beliefs about themselves. They let go a lot of the negativity they've learned. You know, they eat high vibrating foods. They work out. They exercise. They focus on the good in their life. They focus on solutions, not problems. They focus on being an empowered person, not being a victim. You know, they're So these people could be right next to you, but living in a completely different earth, a completely different parallel reality from you, and living a completely different life, a life that's just amazing. So it's totally your choice, and this is what the Tinio lets you know and shows you how to activate inside of you. It's your choice on what earth you want to live in. So you can say the earth is going to hell in a handbasket, and if you're living in that shitty earth, then that will be your experience. And if you're not, that will not be your experience. So it's so amazing how you have total control and you are totally responsible for every event that occurs. So you can never, ever, ever look at your world and say, oh my God, I'm a victim. They did this to me. This is not fair. It's your fault, or it's your fault, or I'm blaming you, or I was born with this handicap, and this is why my life sucks. I mean, a lot of things are true. You might be born with a handicap. You might have been physically abused as a child. You might be with a partner right now who doesn't respect you. These things are true. Everything that is an outer reflection, your world you live in, is in a denser material form of your thought forms and your beliefs. So it sounds really crazy, but and a lot of people don't like this, and sometimes I don't like this either, but I am responsible for every event and every person that has appeared in my life. Oh shit. So it's like, wow, that totally freaks you out, freaks me out. So I try not to dwell too much on the past, okay? Because I was living in an unconscious, unaware type of place. I didn't know this. I didn't know this fully. When I read the Seth material, and anybody's interested, the Seth book, all written by Jane Roberts, again, energy channeled, everything's channeled energy. I mean, it's just that everything's coming from, so much information is coming from our higher self. It's just getting filtered through our belief system, our ego, our body that is, say, filled with junk. So everything you're interpreting it depends on all those things. So you're going to get information that's going to be all jumbled and mumbled if you're unhealthy and your belief system is messed up, or if you're not, then you're getting this clear, cool, pure energy, totally awesome material. So anyway, so Jane Roberts is someone who was a person that just didn't have a lot of belief one way or the other. She was pure. So that's what happens. She was getting this pure energy streaming through her, and she and her husband, Robert Butts, they wrote down all the information. It was before the time of computers and all that. It was in the 60s. So she would start to speak, and he would write it down, and they wrote together with Seth the Seth book. These books changed my life, okay? I read them 25 years ago. Well, the first one is called Seth Speaks. The next one is called The Nature of Your Personal Reality, and so forth and so forth. So 25 years ago, I read these books, and these books said to me, Jen, you create your own reality. So that helped me make big changes. But I was still only partway there, only like a tiny bit there. And it's funny, every time I feel like I get this breakthrough, I'm like, yeah, wow, I'm totally on a higher level, a higher plane. I get it, I get it. And then I find something else that shows me how little I do know. You know what I mean? And then I get to learn more and more and more. So like, there's no limit to your awareness. Expanding, 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 expanding. So I totally recommend you doing everything you can to expand your awareness about how life works, the laws of the universe, the laws of the multiverse, So start exploring, and I'm sure you have already, but these people that I'm telling you about, definitely check them out. They might be for you, they might not be for you, but if you're listening to this show, you're listening to me, you're somehow in my field of energy, we're connected, then there's a message for you. Okay? So just be aware that there are no coincidences. Nothing happens randomly. Everything is orchestrated in this complicated but yet simple world we live in. So just know, if it's in front of your face, it's there for a reason. If you're listening to it with your ears, you're listening to it for a reason. Okay? So just be aware of that. So basically, how we create our own reality is we come into this world pretty clean, But then we're spoon-fed these belief systems from our parents, okay? It's almost like they've got a belief in that silver spoon and they're feeding it to you and you're ingesting it, okay? the world is a difficult place, they'll say, you know, they feel it, they live it. Money's hard to come by, they're feeding you that. Who are you to just be free and run around and act like a maniac or just have fun? You know, no, you've got to be quiet. Children are, you know, seen, not heard. You know, there's limits to what you can do. So these are all these negative beliefs. And even if they don't say it to you out loud, how your parents live, you're absorbing that. Say they fight all the time, you know, so you're learning that marriage is difficult. You know, it's filled with fighting and strife. You know, say your father abuses your mother. Well, men are, you know, they're bad and they put women down. And or you could even believe that that is the way you're supposed to be treated. You know, that's the scary thing. I love that John Mayer song, you know. Oh God, now I can't even think of it, but it's all about how parents treat their daughters and their sons. So you're being spoon-fed these belief systems verbally and non-verbally. So here you are, a young adult in this world, and you know, every bit of information you get is filtered through your belief system, and that's how you color your world. So, you know, as we get older, we realize, oh, yuck, I don't want that. I don't need that. That's not true. I'm not going to be like them, you know. So we start peeling away the layers and the fog, you know. We're really peeling away. So our goal, in my opinion, is to get to your authentic self, you know. It is to really uncover who you really are without all those false beliefs. And so these gurus that I love, like these teachers, like Patino, Bashar, Abraham, this is what they're getting at. They're saying you really want to examine your emotions and how you react to things. Okay, so this is the first way to really getting down and dirty and finding out what your belief systems are so that way you can change them. So that way, when you change your belief system, your outer world will be a reflection of that. That's how you change your outer world. You don't go into the outer world that already exists from previous beliefs and try to fix that and change it. That's why you can never heal or change a relationship with someone by fixing them. You know what I mean? Because it's never about them. It's always about you, how you see them, how you react to them. The energy that you're putting out, you're actually extracting from them. So putting out good energy, good stuff, feeling good about yourself, you then are extracting the good from them. That's how you change your relationship. All right, so getting back to it. So your emotions, your reactions, you really want to examine them because that is telling you where you are. Okay, you vibrating high, you vibrating medium, you vibrating low. All right, that's going to tell you where you are. So if you have like a really heavy reaction to something, somebody's, ooh, information, write it down, pay attention to it, ask yourself why. You know what I mean? And it's so great to really write it down, start to journal about these things, start to really pay attention to all your emotional reactions, because that's going to give you information. And then once you start to sort this out, then you can figure out why you react so strongly to someone. Say you react really strongly to your husband or boyfriend criticizing you. Well, then you wonder why. Well, perhaps your father always criticized you, you know, and so you've got these father issues, you know. So you can really look into that and say, oh, you know, and once you start to work on that and clear that out, you'll start to notice. And of course, if you keep a journal, it's so awesome because you're going to start to notice how, when you're confronted with situations as you heal the father in inner child and father issues, you start to see that you don't have these strong reactions to your husband or your partner when he either criticizes you or says something. And you know, it could be even that he's not even criticizing you. He could just be saying something, but you're taking it so personally, right? You know, so say you're really a defensive person, always getting pissed off at every little thing. And I kind of am talking about myself. So, you know, always defensive. Well, what's that say about you? What's that say about me? So I'm going to examine it. I'm going to get to the bottom of it. And right now, the next 4 months is the perfect time to do this for any little niggling tidbits that have not cleared yet. Okay. So you're really going to pay attention to your reaction situation. All right. It's awesome. So once you start to clear these away, you are able to refrain from reacting. Just take in the information. Don't take it personally. Examine it with a clear head, with a clean slate, and deal with it, right? And that's when you start to see the outside world reflecting your inner calmness, your inner knowing that nothing has a hold on you, nothing has any kind of power over you. You're the one orchestrating your life. You're the one creating your own reality. So that's really awesome. Another little thing too is, it's not little really, it's the difference of knowing when to act and when to refrain from acting. So a lot of times we want to control everything, we want to make it happen. And a really big thing that I'm learning right now is this thing called surrender. And I know the Buddhists are talking about surrender, Eckhart Tolle is talking about surrender. Everybody's talking about surrender, and I kind of didn't know what it meant. I thought maybe it meant inaction. I thought it meant just saying, "Oh, fuck it." I don't really know. You know, I'm like, I don't really know what this surrender means, but now I'm getting it. Surrender is not someone who is being lazy or doesn't care. Surrender is recognizing, it's like the serenity prayer. It's recognizing when you can effective action or when you have to just sit back and let it play out, because no matter what action you take, it doesn't matter yet, or it's not going to have the right effect yet, or it's not the right time to take action. You know, so it's all that discernment that you just want to, people are like, "Oh, what do I do? I don't know what to do," isn't it? All this indecisiveness, and a lot of clients come to me because of their indecisiveness. And so I say to myself, if you're indecisive, it kind of means you're indecisive. So why don't you just give yourself permission to not do anything right now? Because it's whenever you act, and you guys know this, if you act on something prematurely, when you don't have all the information, or when your gut tells you, "I don't know," oh, it always backfires. It always backfires. And I'm like slapped in the face with this all the time, because a couple of reasons. Sometimes I get really enthusiastic and I think, "Oh, why not now?" It's like, no, Jen, you know, this is not the right time. So for me, that happens a lot. And it's happening less and less because I am becoming more and more aware that more is not better. You know, right now is not always the right time, you know. So I'm getting, I suppose, more mature, but also I'm more able to discern when to act and when to not act. When is action appropriate? When is non-action appropriate? And every time I wait and I listen to myself and I think, not yet. And even somebody might say to me, like my husband said to me, well, about a subject we were talking about this morning. He's like, "Well, just you better do it then. You just better do it." But there's something in me that says, "Oh, wait." And I'm kind of glad I waited because something else popped up, and it's like, "Oh, thank goodness I didn't take action on that. Not yet." All right. So trust yourself. Okay. So here we come down to trusting ourselves. Okay. How can I trust myself? How can I trust my intuition? How do I know when to wait or when to act? How do I know? So this comes into, a lot of the teachers are teaching me this, like Vitinho Massaro, like Bashar, like Abraham. How do I know when to trust myself? Well, there's ways that you can prepare yourself, get yourself in a state that you're vibrating really high, so trust comes easy. It's a natural state of being, and you don't even have to say to yourself, "How do I trust this? Do I trust myself?" All right? That will become a non-issue. That will never be a question again. But this is how you do it. And the first step is your physical self. You know, you live at the moment, your spirit is using your body to interpret the world around you. Okay? So your body is like a radio. Okay? It's like a radio. So it's receiving all the information. Now, are you tuned in? Are you in between stations? You know what I mean? All fuzzy. Are you tuned in to a really awesome station that they're playing inspirational music? Are you tuned in to a station that is, you know, playing crap music, low vibrational music? So it's all about how well your instrument works. Okay? So talk about your body. Do you exercise? Do you meditate? Or do anything to calm your mind and quiet your mind. Do you eat well? What types of foods, liquids are you putting in your body? Are you fueling your body? Or are you filling it with crap, weighing it down, clogging it up? I mean, if you're all clogged up, you don't sweat, you don't exercise, you don't eat right, you don't move, you know, you don't go outside, your body is just going to become a big blob, a clogged blob, and information cannot get through. So the information you get, you really can't trust. It's not going to be clear. And you all know this. And you know you've been probably very clogged at times, and you've been very clear at times. I know I have. So I've been both. And lately, though, I've been doing this cleanse, the 21-day cleanse that my friend Gina turned me on to, and it's turned into a lifestyle. I mean, I'm not perfect, but mostly, you know, eating, living raw foods, exercising every day if possible, and keeping my whole being vibrating high. If I'm vibrating high, I'm attracting high vibrational people, high vibrational situations. But that means I have, you know, I have to keep that going with eating high vibrational foods. So it's really important to make sure you're putting living food in your body. You're eating a lot of raw food. You're drinking green juice. You're having healthy smoothies, not smoothies loaded with sugar. Like these, I see these like peanut butter, blah, blah, blah smoothies. I'm like, man, that's just awful, okay? Really awful. You're just clogging yourself up even more, putting a concentrated amount of sugar in your body. That's totally stupid. Sorry. I mean, I'm just crazy. Like, I can't believe people are still doing this. So really, guys, of course, sugar, we're overloaded with sugar anyway. You don't want to put even more in. So we're talking about high vibrational foods. We're talking about exercising and sweating. You need to sweat that stuff out. We're talking toxins, emotions. All that comes out of you every single day when you exercise. We're also talking about what are you putting in unwittingly. Right, when you don't buy organic foods, you're risking your body getting clogged with a lot of pesticides, hormones, that things that these chemicals disrupt the delicate balance in your body. And you wonder why you're really angry, or you wonder why, you know, you're entering into, you're having, like, say, menopausal symptoms that are, like, over the top, that kind of thing. You know, are you eating meat that's injected with antibiotics, that kind of thing? Are you eating substances that are just saturated with pesticides, inhibit the hormonal production of your body, et cetera, et cetera? You really can get into this, but basically it's pretty freaking simple. It's like what you put in is what you get out. So be mindful of that, okay? So you really want to put in good stuff. Now, I am doing this 21-day cleanse. I'm guiding people through it, I should say. We started 2 days ago, but it doesn't matter. You can start anytime. And the event is on my Facebook page. It is on both of my Facebook pages, facebook.com/JenYoungIntuitive, facebook.com/spiritualeating. It's called the 21-Day Challenge. You know, it's got this big detox sign across the top of the event. So check it out. I've got videos on there. I've got all kinds of information. I've got the food list that you want to follow for these next 21 days. And even if you don't do it 21 days, and even if you don't do it every single day, it's such good information to follow as a rule of thumb most of the time. You know, it's what you do every day that matters more so than what you do once in a while. So if you make this kind of eating an everyday habit, you are going to be raising your vibration. You're going to be feeling better. You're going to be creating your outer world from the inside effortlessly. So no matter what, you're going to find yourself living a better life. So say you're doing yoga twice a week. Say you do Pilates once a week. Say you walk. Say you run. Say you do Zumba. You're doing these things a couple times a week. Oh my God, you guys don't even know how that raises your vibration. And you do it for health, right? Healthy body. It is so amazing that it's not only for the body, it's so for the mind, right? Like, to me, I'm just blown away now that I am doing yoga twice a week. I am doing Pilates once a week. I run a couple times a week. And, you know, I go in and out of these fitness stages because, you know, a couple of months ago, I was a complete slug. I didn't do shit. You know, I felt bad about myself. I gained weight. You know what I mean? My double chin grew. I'm like, ah. And I was so pissed off at myself that I just knew I had to get back on track. And it's so amazing how my mood was low then, and now my mood is high. So it's mental exercises mental mostly, it's almost like what it does for your body is a beautiful side effect. So think about it that way. Whenever you're doing exercise, know that you're raising your vibration. Therefore, you're creating your life from the inside out effortlessly. Your life is going to get better. Well, it's not effortlessly, is it? You got to still get up at 6 in the morning and do the damn exercise. But anyway, you know what I mean. Things are going to start to shift and change. You're going to see it. And the way you know things are changing is because things are changing. It's going to be right in front of your eyes. It's going to be your world. What world are you in? What world are you in? You're not in that shitty world anymore. Your life is changing. It's awesome. So exercise, eating well, it's the basis, right, for you to manifest what you want in the outer world. You don't even have to think about, I mean, of course, it is great to have goals and to think about what you want. But in generally speaking, you raising your vibration through eating well and exercising and focusing on the positive aspects of life and turning it around, looking for the silver lining in every situation, I'm telling you, that's all you got to do. And you're going to notice it just gets better, 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 better. And then, of course, if you want to do a little experiment like I did 2 months ago, where I stopped doing Pilates, I wouldn't even consider doing yoga. I was eating absolute crap. And then I got to witness the downward spiral. I got to witness how my life got worse, worse, shittier, worse. You know what I mean? And it's like, wow. So, hey, it can go either way. So you might as well make it good, right? Just takes a bit of effort. And once you get that momentum going when it comes to exercise, like I sign myself up for the classes ahead of time, so I am feeling obligated to go. I don't even question it anymore. No more self-sabotaging, except I still kind of do a little bit when it comes to the food thing. But hey, whatever. Everybody's got their thing. I'm not going to tell you what I do. It's just a little bit of bad shit. But so what? You need some of the bad shit. People who are too good get annoying. And I certainly don't want to be annoying. So anyway, this is how you raise your vibration. This is how you make the best of your world. And this is how you figure out what belief systems need to go. Hit the road, Jack. So you've got Saturn in Scorpio for the next 3 months, I think. July, August, September, a bit of October. So say 3.5 months where you really want to pay attention to how you react to situations. So that way you can get it clear. You can clear it out. You can start making these trigger situations a non-issue. It's so awesome when there's someone in your life who you cannot freaking stand, right? Oh my God. And when you decide to stop focusing on what you hate about them, start focusing on neutralizing the situation, not reacting. I mean, you don't have to look at them and look at their good qualities, though that does help. You can look at them and look at their good qualities, or if you can find the silver lining in the relationship, or if you can find the self-empowerment through exercise and eating well, right? Then it just doesn't matter what they say or think about you anymore. They've got no hook. They can't hook into you. They can't hook into the belief that you feel bad about yourself because you don't feel bad about yourself. You know what I mean? Because you look amazing. You're exercising. You're eating well. You know you're amazing. So that hook, it just misses the mark. It misses the mark. So a couple of things happen. They stop trying to abuse you because they're not getting any reaction. Energetically, you're not a match to them. So you won't see them so much in your life. You'll wonder, how come I never see these people anymore? Or how come, say it's your mother-in-law. Oh, how come my mother-in-law, she hasn't called me in ages, or she moved to Florida. Yay. Well, it's like that's how it works, folks. You're not a vibrational match anymore to that negativity. So somehow, shape, or form, it will not be visible in your world anymore. I mean, still, it might be a little bit, but you're certainly going to have relief from it. Either the relief comes and they're physically not there anymore, or the relief comes in that you just don't give a shit. It just is amazing. You can go hang out with these people, and you're so strong and confident, you're so slippery that they can't get their hooks in you. They stop trying, and they focus on somebody else to torture and torment, right? Unfortunately, they probably won't ever stop, but it just won't be you that they're hooked into. Get it? So this is the beauty of raising your vibration. And I'm telling you, you feeling good is awesome. But again, it's just a beautiful side effect of your life getting better, 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 better. All right, so promise me you'll work on that. You'll work on focusing what you want, not what you fear. You're going to focus on solutions and not problems. You're not going to use the recurrent reality. You're not going to use your current reality as a basis for your future realities, okay, your future now. All right, your future does not have to be based on your current reality, because this current reality that you're living right now was created in the past from past beliefs, past reactions, past insanity, you know? So let's just stop right here. We want to change our future and make it different from what we've been currently experiencing. Then we have to really go within. We have to start to examine ourselves, examine our beliefs, and examine our reactions, examine our emotions, you know? And when we start doing that, we start getting clear, things start to fall away, you start to raise your vibration, you can no longer be attracted to those negative people, they can no longer get their hooks in you because you're slippery, it's awesome, you don't even have to work at forgiveness or compassion or deep understanding, you don't have to work at it, okay, because it just falls away naturally. And this is so much better. Because when you're focusing like, oh my God, I've got to forgive this person because forgiveness only hurts me. You know, it doesn't work. It's bullshit, you know. It's got to be real. And the only way it can be real is if it is from the inside out. It starts with you and you totally loving on yourself, being respecting, you know, respectful to yourself, treating yourself well, side job. So I really am excited to be able to talk to you about this, to spread this word. You know, you probably know it already. I'm just sort of reiterating what already you innately know, or even reiterating what you're preaching and what you're teaching others. It's just so good to get this information confirmed over and over and over to keep you on track. Again, check him out, Bettino Massaro. Check him out on YouTube. You will not be disappointed. And, you know, anybody who is looking for information on inspirational material, I'd love it if you emailed me, jenyoung888@gmail.com. Email me. I'm so happy to dish out this information, because it's just, to me, it fuels me and it totally elevates me to a new level. Each time I talk about it, I feel like I go higher, 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 higher. And so we really want to use the energy here of this new moon to clear out anything that's been bugging us, and we keep pushing it under the rug. Ooh, that's the thing you want to get to, all right? So give yourself permission to get deep and nasty. Even you air signs out there, I know you air signs, Gemini, Libra, Aries, you're all like, oh, we don't want to get into that emotional crap, that emotional mucky muck that weighs us down. It's like, come on, guys. Yes, you do. You want to get it, clear it once and for all, so that way you can move forward without those blocks holding you back, because that's what it is, you know? These outdated, outmoded belief systems we have about ourselves, you know, this is what's going to hold us back. How many hooks do we have in us that people can hook to, you know? We want to get rid of these hooks. We want to be slippery. I love that. I just came up with that, slippery. But basically, that's what it is. And it is so much fun to witness your own self going through this transformation. And it's so much fun to witness and to record the total transformation of a relationship that started out with sadness, you know, grief, victimhood mentality, you know, abuse, this kind of thing. And you can see that whole relationship over time. Say it's usually it's at least a couple of months, maybe a year. You can see this change and this shift, how it just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. And you can hear their name spoken by someone, and it doesn't matter. There's no trigger, because you know what it's like when you hear the name of someone who really upsets you, who has hurt you, and you've got that little trigger in you, and your whole body tenses up, and you're like, eh, and you get that feeling like you want to throw up. Well, you know, this is, that's awful. And what that does is that keeps the hooks alive. It keeps the hooks alive. They're in you, you're in them. You're all hooked in. Ah, so this is what you want it to be, where it just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. And you're going to hear that person's name and you'll be like, oh yeah, blah, 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 blah. Who cares? You know, you're going to hear about them torturing other people. You know what I mean? And you're probably going to, maybe you can even help those other people, you know? So it just doesn't matter. That's the state you want to be in when it comes to everything that happens in your life. It just doesn't matter. The thing is, if it's in your life, it's there for a reason. You're going to deal with it. There's always a silver lining. There's never not a silver lining. There's always a silver lining. It's up to you to figure that out. It's up to you, right? Basically, life is meaningless. A dandelion will grow in a crack in the gravel, you know, on the highway in LA where there's 20 lanes and a gazillion cars, but that dandelion will grow. Life is life. You know, life is energy. It's expansive. It's how you're going to interpret it. It's how you're going to deal with it. It's how you're going to react to it that will give you the quality of life. Oh my God, such great advice. I hope I take it. I really hope I take it. Okay, so all of you who know me out there who are listening to this, oh my God, I know you're going to be watching me. Okay, so I'm really, really up for this challenge. You know, the 21-day challenge for the detox that I'm leading people through right now, it's just a part of it. I'm talking about a 21-day thought cleanse. You know what I mean? A 21-day belief system challenge, a 21-day reactionary challenge. Write down for 21 days what you react to strongly, whether it's positive or negative, because it's going to give you insight. It's going to give you insight on how to keep going and how to keep evolving higher, higher, higher. So I hope this resonates with you. And if it doesn't, oh well, because it just doesn't matter. I also want you to pay attention to signs right now. And right now, there's signs. There's always signs, right? The universe, the multiverse, your guides, your angels, your higher self, your infinite self is always trying to give you signs. So I want you all to be really mindful of signs. You're going to pay attention to numbers that you see. Email me with numbers. So I am a numerologist, totally into that. So jenyoung888@gmail.com. If any cool numbers that you see repeated over and over again, it's signs. It's information. I shouldn't say sign so much, but information, information, information. Information is everywhere, okay? When you meet people from your past, information. Ooh, why? Okay, what does that mean? When you hear songs on the radio, what does that mean? Ooh, pay attention. Pay attention to those words. You overhear a conversation. Pay attention. Now, when it's really great to know what month you're in or what year you're in, so that way you know what to focus on. So contact me for a numerology reading. I'll tell you, are you in a 1 year, a 2 year, a 5 year, an 8 year, a 9 year? You know, this is going to give you information on what the energy supports, what the focus is going to be, you know, utilized. Or I guess I would say the success, you know, if you want major success, you want to focus on what the energy supports. Okay, so if you're in an 8 year, you want to focus on business. You want to focus on personal power. You're in a 6 year, it's all about health and wellness. It's about your domestic situation. Like, you know, do you want to sell your house? Do you want to renovate? That kind of thing. So really, folks, it's important to know what year you're in. And if you want to know that and have a proper reading done, you're really going to come out of this reading with so much knowledge, so much information that you can use, practical information, and you can really then maximize your success rate. You really will with numerology. It is such a fabulous science. So if you want to do reading, of course, contact me. JenYoung888.com is my website. JenYoung888@gmail.com is my email. I will see you guys back here next Wednesday for another show. Check my email, or not check my email, check my Facebook page to find out what the topic will be. I let it flow and I kind of see what I'm inspired to talk about. So next week we will talk about something, some reading. So have a great week, everybody. Remember, the outer world is just a mere reflection of what's going on inside. So go inside. And if you need any help with this, love you guys. Have a great week. Behave. Watch your thoughts. Eat well. And enjoy life. Adios.